Psalm 42, Preface. The Christian's life in this world is pictured in the words of Paul, saying, "When we were come into Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Without were fightings, within were fears." In this vale of tears, the Christian meets with sickness, poverty, slander, mockery, persecution, and other afflictions, and in his heart he must feel the fiery darts of Satan. Experiencing such manifold temptations, the follower of Jesus frequently becomes discouraged, downcast, and sorrowful, perhaps even imagines that God is angry with him or had forsaken and abandoned him to temporal misery and eternal destruction. But thanks be to God, it is also true what St. Paul likewise writes, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." Through his word and spirit, God endues the Christian with cheerfulness and strength, cheerfully to bear and finally to overcome every affliction. God does this with the Christian, even as Hannah, the mother of Samuel, said, "The Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and brings up. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and lifts up. The arm of the Lord is never shortened, and after the night of affliction, he will surely make the sun of joy to rise again, as the 42nd Psalm teaches." Misery and comfort of the afflicted. To the chief musician, Maskil, for the sons of Korah. As the hart pants after the water brooks, so pants my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, "Where is thy God?" When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, "Why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, 'Where is thy God?' Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." Summary. When penning this psalm, the author was in great distress of soul, imagining himself forsaken of God. In addition to this language of soul, he was probably also in some great bodily affliction, because his enemies mockingly said, "Where is thy God?" When the pious are afflicted, the ungodly cannot but rejoice over and scoff at them. "Good for him," they say, "so it must go with the hypocrites." When the Christian is plagued, the children of the world are quick to judge that he must be guilty of some secret sin, and God must be angry with him. Perverse, blind, and rancorous people do not know, or do not want to know, that God chastens his own, but comforts them again and will not forsake them. And this God does that we should long for his house to be comforted by his word. For God's house is where his word is preached, and his countenance is his presence, by which he manifests his love and grants us to taste of his grace. Prayer. Thou, O Lord, who art a God of consolation, comfort and strengthen all struggling hearts, and set thou bounds to the malice of their tempters and tormentors. Preserve and lead us in that way which thou hast mapped out for us, that taking up our cross daily, we may follow in the footprints of our Lord unto eternal glory. Amen.